Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Grammy Awards will be the subject of this program. This year's Grammy for Best Classical Album and the Award for Best Classical Composition both went to Joan Tower. We'll hear the winning piece, as well as another of her pieces on the same winning album. We'll also hear part of my interview with her talking about the issue of women composers. Jennifer Higdon's piece, called Zaka, was nominated for a Grammy this year, so we'll listen to that. Later in the program, we'll hear a piece nominated for a Grammy in 2004, Amy Beach's Piano Concerto. We'll begin with this year's nominated composer Jennifer Higdon and her piece Zaka. Although she did not win, the album, called Strange Imaginary Animals, won for Best Chamber Music Performance. The performers are the group Eighth Blackbird. And the album's producer, Judith Sherman, won the Grammy for Best Producer of the Year in the Classical Division. Jennifer Higdon was born in 1962 in Brooklyn, New York, but grew up in the mountains of East Tennessee. After receiving a degree in flute from Bowling Green State University and an artist diploma from the Curtis Institute of Music, she earned her master's and PhD from the University of Pennsylvania in composition. Her composition teachers included George Crumb and Ned Roram. She now lives in Philadelphia and is on the faculty of the Curtis Institute of Music. She performs on the flute and conducts in addition to composing. I interviewed Jennifer Higdon in December 2006, and we talked about Strange Imaginary Animals. Let's listen. You have a new CD coming out with the Eighth Blackbird, is that right?
That's right.
Tell us something about that.
Well, the disc is called Strange Imaginary Animals.
Oh, how wonderful.
Which is it's an interesting title. And the funny thing is, Eighth Blackbird decided not only did they want to put some unusual pieces together, because the pieces all sound pretty strange. They do sound like unusual imaginary animals. They had all of us do illustrations for the CD booklet. So it's pretty funny to look at what a bunch of composers will do for drawings of strange imaginary animals. Mm-hmm. And all the members of Eighth Blackbird actually did their own little illustrations of themselves. It's worth it just to look at the artwork. But my piece on there is called Zaka, which is actually a made-up word. I wrote a little concerto for these six players. The Eighth Blackbird is a phenomenal group. They're just incredible players of new music, really of any kind of music. But I decided to write something that was like a little concerto, which just shows them off. So they all have solos, and it moves along in a real serious clip. And I like the idea of creating a word and trying to build a piece around it. So the piece zaps around a lot. Mm-hmm. Actually, it has a lot of angles, and they get to do weird things. They play with crochet hooks. The pianist uses a guitar pick on the inside of the instrument. Mm-hmm. So
who plays with a crochet hook?
Actually, the violinist and the cellist do. Both of them do. So it makes for a delicate little sound on the strings. It's a different kind of collegno on there.
Yeah.
So the bouncing of that sounds different because it's metal, and also because it's a very small, mm-hmm. small instrument. So
how did you get that idea?
You know,
do
I
you
have
crochet
these weird,
in no, your
I don't
spare
crochet.
Time?
Amazingly, you know, I've used it in a couple of pieces. It started out, I was using it in another chamber piece, and I wanted the players to strike crystal glasses and crotales with mm-hmm. with something. I couldn't figure out what, but I realized that if you hand a stick to a violinist or a flute player, that they don't hit things like a percussionist. So I thought to myself, I need a more delicate sound, because mm-hmm. you know, a percussionist is trained in making that motion,
yeah.
making a delicate little hit. So it was actually trying to tackle a problem, trying to solve, all right, if you get someone who's not used to making a kind of a drumstick motion, what kind of an instrument can you give them to strike something that won't be heavy? Mm-hmm. That won't sound like thunk. I wanted a slight ding kind of sound. So the crochet hook just popped up in my head one day while I was agonizing over this issue.
Now, are we going to be able to hear that? Will
yes.
we know when that moment
you'll
comes?
Know, you'll know okay. when it comes, definitely.
All right. Now, let's hear Zaka.